I wake up. At first, I'm not sure why. I'm aware of my body, heavy on the mattress, on my deep, slow breathing. I know immediately that my awareness isn't natural. While my brain is whirring, rapidly shedding the fog of sleep, my body is entirely relaxed. My every instinct tells me to listen, that my sudden wakefulness is due to a noise. I don't know what. I lie, listening, with my eyes closed. A cat clicks her paws over the laminate outside my door, patrolling away down the corridor. Was it her? A pounce on a stray spider, perhaps? Or a mad race through the house that only stirred me from sleep at its very end? I'm aware of my phone lying next to my pillow. I don't reach for it. As tempting as it is to check the time, I know fine well that if I do, then I'll spend hours scrolling through emails and Facebook, and I'll never get back to sleep. I keep my eyes closed and let my still body sink further into the mattress. It's a windy night. I can hear it rattling off the cheap aluminium frame of the greenhouse and whistling through the gaps in its plastic panels. It's tapping tree branches off my window and slipping through the gap at the top to twitch at my curtains. Not the cat, I decide. The wind. The realization comes slowly. It rises through the last lingering remnants of tiredness and strips away all sense of peace. My ground floor window looks out on a stretch of lawn, not a tree in sight, and yet there is a tapping and a clattering on the window that dances with the wind. My heart pounds as adrenaline floods my body. I am, quite suddenly, afraid. Afraid and, if I'm honest, irritated. On the other side of that stretch of lawn is the front street. A drunk from the local pub has decided to play the idiot tonight, it seems. My fear dissolves in flavour of anger and frustration at having been woken, and I go to roll over, to get up and give this phantom tapper a piece of my mind, only for my body to fail. I lie, heavy on the mattress, as the tapping grows louder. My body is detached, disconnected. I try to wiggle my toes or twitch a finger. Nothing. Beneath my eyelids, my eyes are darting. Panic rises, but I don't open them. I can't. It's all you hear about sleep paralysis. Don't open your eyes or you'll hallucinate. Or something like hysterical laughter gurgles in my throat but doesn't escape through my clenched teeth. Keeping my eyes shut isn't stopping anything. I debate opening them as the tapping starts to move. It dances over my window. It taps at the glass in my front door. I hear it move off, tapping its way around the house in a hideous circuit. Hunting, searching out weak spots. If I had been truly awake, then it would have been frightening, paralyzed, with my body still fast asleep and my brain working overtime. Terrifying. I hear it circle the house once, twice, three times, tracking a path anti-clockwise through the garden. There's a clatter as something slams into the side of the house and the wind screams. Somewhere, a cat skitters in fright. The tapping continues, no longer working with the wind, just circling and circling, going faster and faster and faster until I can't stand it. It's not laughter trying to find its way out of my throat anymore. It's a scream of my own. Every impulse is telling me to run, to get out, to get away from the windows and whatever it is that threatens my home. My fight or flight instincts are fully engaged, but my useless, stupid body doesn't listen. Not a twitch. I scream and scream through my locked jaw, but whatever noise I make is drowned out by the wind and the tapping on every window in the house. Then, silence. I stop trying to scream. I take as many long, slow breaths as I can, trying to force my heart to slow down. Silence, I think, is good. Paralyzed or not, every hair on the back of my neck can still stand on end. I try to taste the sound, but something isn't right. And instead of telling me where the sound has come from, my mind insists on conjuring images. Claws feature prominently. I try to banish them, try to focus on listening or on moving a finger on something useful. longer coming from outside. The sound echoing through my room is the sound of claws on wood, not the cats. Too loud and high up to be the cats. The same thing that had been circling is inside my bedroom. It's in here with me, running its claws over the inside of my door as it watches. I can hear its breathing, not quite moving with my own. It's an uncomfortable rasping noise, and as I listen, it begins to quicken. I have its attention. I can feel its eyes crawling over me. Even with my eyes closed, I have the spatial awareness that comes from bouts of sleep paralysis. I may be refusing to look, but that doesn't mean I don't know where it is or what it's doing. I can feel. I can hear. I can hear my name. In between harsh, panting breaths, I can hear the syllables of my name. I can hear the anger and the hatred in its voice as it whispers in the darkness. I can hear the amusement. It knows me. It knows my fear. It finds my terror funny. It starts to speak. Its voice never rises above a soft, whispery growl, but its words sear themselves into my brain as if it shouted them. Obscene threats conjure images of my prone form mutilated under its clawed hands, of my blood bubbling in its laughter. A soft whine builds in my throat. Not a scream. I've learned that lesson. Instead, I sound more like a wounded animal. As much as I might wish it, I can't not listen to it. I can keep my eyes closed out of sheer stubbornness, but I can't move to cover my ears. I can't even turn my face away from where the thing is lurking, and no matter what noise I make that escapes my clenched jaws, it will never be loud enough to block out the whispering or the scraping or the tapping. The tapping. Claws on wood and on plaster. And then worst of all, the pause. A long, pregnant pause as it waits for me to open my eyes, to look. I don't. I can feel its breath on my face. I can't smell it, I realize. And the thought would have been comforting if its presence wasn't so very definite in every other way. I can feel its knees settle on either side of my ribcage. I whine as my chest compresses under its incredible weight and it pins me to my mattress. I can't breathe. It rasps its threats and its hatred over my face, and I can hear its smile. Above my head, its claws tap, 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 tap on the wood of my headboard. I squeeze my eyes so tightly shut that purple and green patterns blossom behind my eyelids. I throw everything I have into moving. I focus on my right index finger. The way it's curled against my palm, caught in the edge of my pillowcase, the weight on my chest increases. I can't breathe. I can't move. I can't. I can't. I can't. There's something about suffocating that triggers you out of sleep paralysis. One moment, there's a monster on your chest, compressing your ribs and whispering your worst nightmares into your ear. The next, you're propped up on your pillow, gasping for air and clutching at your chest. Your body reconnects and wakes up just fast enough to stop you from dying. It's not pleasant. It's a lightning bolt to the brain that leaves every synapse screaming and every muscle aching as if your earlier attempts at moving were equivalent to running a marathon. But any muscular pain is secondary to the pain in your chest. The burn of your lungs and the hammering of your heart. Waking up from sleep paralysis hurts far more than the slow, suffocating death your sleep would bring. At least, that's what it's like for me. I lie in the dark, propped up on one arm with my free hand pressed to my sternum. Behind it, I can feel my heart just beginning to calm. My eyes are open, and the light from the street lamps filtering through my curtains illuminates the familiar shapes and shadows of my furniture. It's bright enough, just, to tell me that there aren't any monsters. There aren't even any claw marks on my door. I flex my jaw and wiggle my toes and bend and stretch every joint in my body before rolling on my back once more. I close my eyes and listen to the wind as it rattles against the greenhouse and whispers through the gap at the top of my window. I I can feel the cool draft of it over my face, smell the honeysuckle scent of the garden it brings inside. My heartbeat slows. My body relaxes and grows heavy. I sigh softly and turn towards the window, my earlier fear gone. By the morning, I'll barely even remember.